unless we get some guarantees from the state government that our present learning and teaching conditions will be preserved, that the strike will go ahead.
Now, as far as this is concerned, at this stage, the government hasn't said anything particular one way or the other. Is that your concern, that you just don't know what's going to happen?
There's been a lot of misinformation coming from the government, and there has also been no information coming from the government. When we seek assurances from the government that our class sizes won't be inflated, that we will be able to maintain a supply of teachers to all schools, that subject choices for kids won't be cut, that, in fact, teachers will have security of tenure, that they won't suddenly find that what were once permanent teaching positions have suddenly become temporary teaching conditions. We have no guarantees of any of this. The government will not say, look, this will not change. We don't even know how much money that individual schools will be given as part of their budgets to manage things like staffing. No guarantees, Chris.
Are you concerned that maybe the public will see this as being potentially selfish, that you're concerned about your own jobs rather than being concerned about the education of the students?
Well, look, I think that parents are pretty smart people. They can see that if teachers don't have security of tenure, that if we can't entice teachers out here into the far west schools, their children are the ones that are going to suffer. Children's conditions, children's learning conditions are inextricably tied up with teachers' teaching conditions. Let's just put it that way, and I think parents can see that.
So what are parents going to see on Friday, assuming that this all goes ahead?
There will be stop work action taken by all schools in Broken Hill from 8:30 until 10:30. Individual schools will notify parents to tell them just what the situation will be at their school. Certainly, if a school is not closed, if a school is not deemed non-operational by the principal, then that will mean that there will be some staff at school, and parents can make a judgment about what to do then.
And do you think that this is going to bring the Education Department to the table and finally tell you what you need to know?
I think this is going to tell the department, tell the government, that teachers are very, very concerned about the far-reaching effects of these monumental changes that are being implemented. We are concerned terribly about just how much pressure is going to be put on principals of each school, how much blame is going to be attached to these principals when, in fact, student learning outcomes are not going to be increased, which is what the government is apparently saying they're aiming for. In fact, it is not tied up with improving schools, improving teachers, or improving children's learning. It is all tied up with cutting costs. And you know, nobody improves when costs are cut.